Now on Life Matters, it's time for the next in our series of interviews with foster parents. And today you'll hear more about the pros and cons of caring for someone else's child in your home. In this interview, we meet a foster parent who's at the end of a long road. She's been fostering children in need for over a decade. But as you'll hear, she remains frustrated by a lot of what she's required to do.
Oh, I would have had to have over 60 children, probably more. It's hard to recall, but there's been a lot of children come in and out.
Are you surprised at the number, 60 in 11 years?
I am surprised, but I think it's getting higher and higher at the moment. I think a lot of families have come forward that have had more than 60 children. So it would shock you that people have had over 100 children that have done it for quite a few years. So there's a lot of children out there that need them foster carers. The amount of foster carers go down and then they try to build it up. There is never enough foster carers for foster children.
It's hard though, isn't it?
It can be very hard, yeah. I've had some hard times with some very difficult children. And I've had hard times when they've had to leave, you know, and they've had hard times leaving. But when they go back to a good situation, you're very happy. But when you know they're not going back to a good situation and you have to let them go back to that situation that you know isn't good, that's not a good feeling. So that kind of thinks has all the work that I've done gone out the window, because they're going back to exactly that same situation and then they're back in care less than 12 months after. So that makes you disheartened.
Do you think the guidelines need to be changed at DOCS perhaps? Like, they seem very eager to put children back into these homes that are dysfunctional still.
Well, I have a child in my care now who's 13, nearly 14, and his dad's quite off the track. So his dad rings up on demand and demands an overnight visit, which wasn't supposed to happen until the child had day visits. And he was allowed to stay overnight, but I did ring up and stress that I didn't want that visit to happen, because I knew that he'd met somebody and he had people in that house that was not suitable for my foster child to be around. I was really disappointed in the system and I was angry actually, but I was told that if the child has a mobile phone and he can contact me, he can get himself out of a dangerous situation. I tried to get my views across that I didn't want the visit. The father got his views across that he wanted the visit. It went through and it didn't turn out very good. We always wonder as foster carers, does our point matter or does the parents matter first and then the foster carers have their say? So we're pushed to the back. Really, my opinion doesn't count. And even just after this visit, my foster child comes back and it takes 3 days for him to come back down of being with that father, of living the life that that father lives. Just one night is disruption in this house for 3 days. So I can't see the logic in that.
Do you think it's because they've just got too many kids on their books and so they just try and get issues resolved with parents as quickly as possible?
I used to think that. I used to think, well, a caseworker has many children, but to my belief now they have a lot more caseworkers. A lot more caseworkers move up to better positions, then there's new caseworkers. So the caseworkers are there, and DOCS say in their newsletters that the caseworkers are not overloaded, that they're able to manage each child's situation. But after all these years, that still isn't happening. So to my belief, the less I have to do with the department is better for me and my family and my foster child. The less I deal with them is better for us.
It would appear in numerous situations with children you've had that lots of the parents get multiple chances and they still stuff it up and they still then get another.
They do. And then the poor children have got to come back into care and adjust to new foster carers, because by then you've either come to the end of your tether with fostering, like, I don't take on any more children, and there maybe isn't enough foster carers because they've heard that there's not enough support, so they don't jump into being a foster carer as easy as they used to.
Are some of the guidelines unrealistic, like sleepovers and things like that?
It can be. It can be a bit out of control. You've got to get permission for this and permission for that. But when they've been in your care for so long, you would think you would have more rights in situations like in hospitals to sign documents and things like that. But you have to hang on until you get a letter from docs, which could take, you know, whenever they get time to fax it through, or emergency situations. So what happens in that emergency room when you need that signature straight away and you can't get it? Where is the right that you can sign for that child to go into surgery?
Do you think as a foster carer that you're ever able to get to a position of unconditional love, the kind of love you have for your own children perhaps?
It's a strange thing. It's a different love. It's a different love that you have for your own children and your foster child. I can't say that it's the same love. It's a different type of love. It's a very hard thing to explain. You love that foster child, but like it's like in a situation like because the way you brought your children up was a smack on the bum and a bit of discipline, so you're not allowed to treat them as your own children. You've got to treat them different because you're not allowed to smack them and you're not allowed to do the things that you did with your own children. But when you look at life and your children turn out fine and they've got good lives, a smack on the bum never hurt them.
You yourself have considered quitting at times, I believe.
Yeah, yes, I have. Many many challenging times there's been. You think, oh, can I do this? Can I continue this? But it's a funny thing. You find the inner strength and you do carry it on, because when you see the reward you give to a child, it makes you go on. So I think that makes you carry on. When that child can come and give you a hug and say, you know, I love being here, you know, I want to stay and things like that, you think, oh, how can I ever stop?
A New South Wales foster carer speaking there to Julie Kimberley. And tomorrow we'll hear from a carer who keeps taking in more and more children. She finds it very difficult to say no. This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. Richard Addy with you. Remember, you can find out more about any of our stories by going to the website abc.net.au/rn/lifematters, and you can leave your comments on the guest book. Send us an email from there too.